Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You're having a little trouble keeping up, and you sound subdued, like you're trying to be really quiet when you sing.
Really?
Yeah, that wasn't the Courtney Friday Eve rendition we normally get. I think it's because it's so
dancing
cold.
And, no, I'm dancing, singing.
All right. all right. You just didn't belt it out like normal, and I guess maybe there's a little delay between your hearing the music.
That could be it.
Yeah, all yeah. right. Might want to reboot or restart, shut it off and reconnect, and maybe that'll solve that problem. But nonetheless, it's Friday Eve. Friday, the day's so nice, we celebrate it twice here on the early edition of WWL First News. Usually we're having a good time. We talk about stuff that's fun, that impacts people's lives. But I got to get serious this morning because we got to talk about this fatal crash.
Yeah.
I have two police officers in my family. I have other first responders, a firefighter, one of my sons, and I fully support. So I don't want anyone to misunderstand this conversation, but it's a conversation we have to have because what happened last night raises questions. And I don't think there are any immediate answers. I don't think there should be a knee-jerk response. And I don't think that we should be issuing any final conclusions without a full conversation. But the facts are the facts. As we know them, three women were shoplifting, according to an off-duty police officer, inside Lakeside Shopping Center. The off-duty Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Officer gave chase and pursued these suspected carjackers. I'm sorry, shoplifters. Very different. Suspected shoplifters. I don't know where that came from. The pursuit goes on to the I-10. The pursuit was called off, according to JPSO, moments before the fleeing suspected shoplifters crashed into another car on St. Bernard Avenue. Inside that vehicle, a teenage girl, a 17-year-old girl, died. Two other people in that vehicle were wounded, were injured, and hospitalized. Police caught one of the three suspects. At last report, we're still searching for the other two. We have a problem. NOPD, through the consent decree, has sent a message to fleeing criminals that they can get away with it. We know that. That only in very rare circumstances will the New Orleans police chase somebody. That has led to a perception amongst criminals that they can run from the cops without consequence, at least immediate consequence, that they can get away because the police won't chase them. Jefferson Parish has made it very clear, as have state police, they don't play that game. That if you break the law, they're going to chase you, and they're going to catch you, and they're going to put you behind bars. And we've seen with state police particularly a series of pursuits that have ended in crashes. Last night, we saw it with JPSO, and now a 17-year-old innocent bystander, a young girl, is dead. I see the multiple sides of this, as I assume you do, Courtney.
Yes, absolutely. Very, very unfortunate. And those kind of, as we would say in sports, bang, bang calls where it gets called off, but things, the dominoes are already in play. I don't know what you do.
Yeah, just because the deputies back off doesn't mean the fleeing suspects slow
absolutely,
down.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You don't, obviously, this is not what anybody wanted. The cops didn't want it. The people who make the pursuit policies and who developed and designed the consent decree didn't want this. JPSO doesn't want this. But at the same time, can you let criminals, whether they're shoplifters or carjackers or killers, believe that they can flee and won't be chased?
No, you cannot.
At the same time, can you chase shoplifters in heavy traffic where it could end with some reasonable expectation in a crash?
And I know people are going to look at the nature of the crime and say, well, they were just, quote unquote, shoplifting. They should have let them go. You know, now look. But man, it starts at just shoplifting, and lots of times it escalates.
And we've had cities all over the country where stores have closed because the cops don't chase shoplifters anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't afford to stay open because there's so much shoplifting. So you want to send a message, we're not tolerating shoplifting or any other crime for that matter, and you can't just flee from the cops and it's okay. But at the same time, you don't want a 17-year-old girl dead.
Yeah.
I'm not blaming the cops. Clearly, it's the criminals who are ultimately to blame.
Mm-hmm.
But you do have to have the conversation about the policies and how you hopefully avoid this. Clearly, you don't shoplift. None of this happens.
Right.
At the same time, the conversation has to be had. Thank you, Courtney. I want to hear from you. Call me and text me, 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, and we'll continue this conversation coming up here on WWL. We'll get your forecast. Got frost out there on the North Shore this morning. We'll see when we warm up and if there's any rain in our future. And we'll get you some sports on your Friday eve.
Now, your Garcia Roofing forecast on WWL.
Hey, good morning. It's a cold start out there. Many of us in the 30s and 40s. You might even have a little frost on your windshield. This afternoon, though, it'll be sunny and in the upper 50s. Should be a nice day, just a little chill in the air. Tonight's going to be another chilly one, too. 39 on the North Shore, 47 on the South Shore. We'll climb to 63 or so tomorrow with some clouds rolling in, and then the warm-up continues this weekend. Saturday's high is 69 with a 20% chance of rain. Sunday, 74 with a 20% chance of rain. So warmer, but not a lot of rain. So some good news for any outdoor plans. From WWL Louisiana, I'm meteorologist Peyton Malone.
Frosty on much of the North Shore right now, where it's 33 degrees in Hammond with no wind at all. So that's the good news, is the wind isn't making it feel colder, but it is allowing that frost to settle in. On the South Shore at the airport in Kenner, it's 48 degrees, but with the wind, feels like 44. Sports time now on WWL, brought to you by People's Health. Here's WWL's Steve Geller.
The Saints were back at practice Wednesday, and Coach Darren Rizzi was asked, how's quarterback Derek Carr doing?
He's still dealing with some swelling, so we'll see if that goes down and see if he can clear the concussion protocol and he's able to do anything at the end of the week.
End of the week is when we can expect to find out any more info on the quarterback situation. Jay Kaner and Spencer Rattler are competing to be the starter if Carr's unable to suit up Sunday versus Washington.
Now WWL's Charlie Long.
Yesterday on social media, LSU quarterback Garrett Nussmeier announced that he was returning to Baton Rouge for a senior season. WWL's Mike Dettillier explained why it makes sense for the QB to enter his final year of eligibility.
Joe Burrow was a good quarterback year one. He was a great one year two. Jaden Daniels, he was a good quarterback in year one. He was great in year two. I think Garrett sees that development, and also, too, he had the voice of his dad. You know, he was a former college coach, now with the Eagles, who had played the position, and I think he had the strongest voice place in that room for Garrett to return.
In his first year as a full-time starter, Nussmeier completed 63.7% of his passing attempts for 3,739 yards and 26 touchdowns. As Mike D said, we'll see if the talented QB takes another step in 2025.
Tonight, Thursday Night Football here on WWL as the 7-6 Rams take on the 6-7 49ers. And we'll also get you the details coming up on what's going on with the Pelicans as they look to finally get back on the winning side of things. That's a look at sports. I'm Dave Cohen. It's the early edition of WWL First News. Texts are coming in on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line about a number of topics, including the fact that there's frost in River Ridge this morning, one person says. So it's not just on the North Shore. Some places on the South Shore, too. Others are texting us about this police chase of a car full of suspected shoplifters from Lakeside Shopping Center in Metairie into New Orleans, where seconds or moments after the pursuit was called off, JPSO says the fleeing vehicle crashed into another car, killing a 17-year-old girl inside. I'll read some of your texts coming up next. You can't let the bad guys get away, and you can't send the message that it's okay to steal and flee. But it's not okay when a 17-year-old girl is dead. How do we solve this? Let's continue the conversation. Call me and text me now, 504-260-1870. We're back with that and your forecast up next.
Friday Eve, oh, the weekend's coming, almost time to leave. It's the early edition, we're number one. Come on, everybody, have some fun on Friday Eve, Friday Eve, Friday Eve, oh, Friday Eve. It's Friday Eve.
For Friday, and I couldn't be happier. The weekend almost upon us, but I had to wait a good 3 minutes for my defrogger to get the ice off my windshield this morning up in LaRonger. So Courtney does not like it cold, so
no.
Just the talk of frost makes her uncomfortable and sad. So there is that. Yeah, so, but just, you know, wait a few minutes and everything will change. We'll be back to normal conditions for this time of year coming up this weekend. We'll find out if any of the rain, though, will be falling. A lot of Christmas parties this weekend, so we'll have those to look forward to. People are texting us on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line at 504-260-1870 about this deadly crash that three alleged shoplifters collided with an innocent bike.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bystander's vehicle and killed a 17-year-old girl inside as Jefferson Parish Sheriff's deputies were giving chase after the suspects allegedly were shoplifting at Lakeside Shopping Center and exited at St. Bernard off of the I-610. JPSO says they had stopped the pursuit at that point, but the fleeing vehicle did not stop fleeing, crashed into another vehicle, and now we have a dead 17-year-old. One person texts us on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line in response to my question, how do we keep this from happening again? When we have criminals who think that police won't chase them, criminals who think they can shoplift and get away with it, and cops in Jefferson Parish, state police, and elsewhere who want to make it clear you can't do that. You can't break the law and just get away with it. How do we solve that problem without more 17-year-old girls or anybody else, any other innocent bystanders, getting hit and killed by fleeing suspects? One person texted us, Courtney, and said, it's unsolvable, Dave. Unfortunately, it's unsolvable. I don't accept that. Nothing's unsolvable.
Yeah, no, there's an answer there.
Another says it's a terrible tragedy, and those shoplifters need to be charged with the death of that girl. Another says the charges should be upgraded to manslaughter. Another says, good morning, gang. It's a really sad situation with this child losing her life because of this chase. Everybody in that fleeing car needs to be charged with murder, but it's not going to happen. It'll be negligent homicide. The state police will not tolerate that. They'll chase you. Another says, why the hell did an off-duty cop give chase to shoplifters? Those deaths are in part the cop's fault.
Mm.
Bad decisions everywhere. And somebody else says, police have to do their job. Sad as the situation is, they still have to do their job. All three women should be charged in that poor girl's death. This is going to be an ongoing conversation, and it's a tough one.
Yeah, absolutely. I was wondering where and how the off-duty part affects this whole thing. But I mean, man, if you're the mother of that 17-year-old, I know at least me, when I try to put myself in her shoes, I can't see past it, you know.
Yeah, well, and who do you blame, though? If your daughter is now dead, do you blame everybody? Do you blame just the shoplifters? Do you blame just the cops? It's ultimately, if these three suspects, these three women who allegedly shoplifted, presuming that's what they did, if they don't do that, this girl's still alive.
Absolutely.
That's the first and foremost. We know that. If there weren't years and years now of messages being sent to criminals that you can shoplift and get away with it, this doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have policies that make criminals think the cops won't chase them, maybe this doesn't happen. If the cops don't chase them, it doesn't happen either. But do you let them get away with it? The repercussions and the conversations are huge. You know, you look at places like San Francisco, where it got so out of control, because not only were cops not chasing shoplifters, but prosecutors were not bringing charges against shoplifters. So it became known to people who are willing to break the law that there were no consequences. Can we have a society where there are no consequences for breaking the law? Can we have a society where people are allowed to get away with it and businesses and individuals just have to say, okay, I'm getting robbed. Okay, I'm the victim of theft.
No, I think it becomes this. These are the threads that lead to where we are.
But how do we keep this from happening again? What do we have to do to keep this from? Do we need better technology? Do we need better ways to chase vehicles? Do we need... Obviously, it wouldn't hurt to have more cops.
Mm-hmm.
We have a police shortage. That's part of the problem. I mean, this police officer's job was to be at the mall. They have off-duty cops. They call them police details that they hire. I don't know if this cop was on a detail or not when this alleged shoplifting occurred. On-duty cops joined in when he radioed in and explained what was happening. And eventually, JPSO made the call to end the chase, but just seconds later, we have the crash and the death. Thank you, Courtney. Sorry that normally I talk about happy things and I give you something to smile about, but this is too big to not discuss, and I appreciate everybody's input. Keep the texts and calls coming at 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, and we'll keep talking about it here on WWL. Right now, we got to get your Garcia Roofing forecast. Let's go live and direct to WWL TV and wish a happy Friday Eve to Mr. Meteorologist Peyton Malone.
A frosty Friday Eve for some.
Yeah, I had pretty thick frost on my windshield up in La Ronja this morning.
Yeah, it's 32 degrees right now in Hammond, 32 in Bogalusa, 37 in Slidell.
Getting texts from Belle Chasse and River Ridge about frost there, too.
Yeah, I bet. It's 36 in Belle Chasse right now. It's always so interesting because it's 36 down there, but it's 48 in Kenner.
Right next door, literally.
Right next door.
Yeah, so amazing how that happens, and very small changes in topography and location can influence the weather. So a lot of us dealing with frost this morning. There is a little wind at the airport, so a little wind chill there.
A little, yeah. It feels about 2 to 3 degrees colder than the air temperature. Luckily, it's nothing like yesterday where it was gusting 30 to 40 miles an hour. Today, it's just a little breeze coming out of the door.
I saw scattered Christmas decorations everywhere yesterday.
Saw the reindeer flying across the street.
Yeah, people's inflatables were busting from their staked down positions and going for rides. That gusty wind is gone and the cold is with us, but but even the cold doesn't last that long, huh?
No, it doesn't. You know, today should be nice. We get up to about 58 degrees with sunshine, with lower wind. It's going to be nice out there. And then tomorrow morning, we still wake up with some upper 30s on the North Shore and upper 40s on the South Shore. But then we get up to the mid-60s tomorrow, and that's the beginning of the warm-up.
All right, so there you go, folks. Freezing this morning, frosty in many spots, but by tomorrow we start warming up, and into the weekend we're back to pretty much normal temperatures for Southeast Louisiana.
Even, even above normal.
Above normal. Yeah. All right. So Friday, maybe normal. Saturday, not so much.
Not so much. Near 70 on Saturday and then mid-70s Sunday.
I'll take that.
Yeah. And, you know, the humidity doesn't look unbearable, so I think it's going to be okay.
Okay. So, not, yeah, I mean, I'm not worried about 70 degrees. I mean,
no, not at all.
Even if it is a little humid, we can deal with that. Any rain anywhere in this forecast?
You know, I got a little rain this weekend. I've got a 20% chance late Saturday. Doesn't look like much. I think a lot of the rain this weekend is going to stay into central and northern Louisiana.
So we should not really have much at all.
No,
what are you putting the rain chances at this weekend here?
20% Saturday and around 20% Sunday.
There you go. So 80% chance you won't see any rain this weekend. Too early to say at this point if we're going to
have a white Christmas.
No, I don't know about a white Christmas, but what the weather's going to be like for Christmas.
Yeah, we don't know yet. I will say it looks like our next big cool down will come towards the end of next week. That'll be, you know, 4 or 5 days before Christmas. Who knows? But I don't think it's going to be brutally cold, but there's some signs that we'll continue to see some rounds of cool air around Christmas. So hopefully we can time it out just right and get one of these 50-degree days on December 25th.
All right. 12 days. Until Christmas Eve. 13 days till Christmas. Wow. 19 days until New Year's Eve.
A quarter of the century is gone.
My goodness. Mr. Meteorologist Peyton Malone here on WWL. How did you survive yesterday with Facebook and Instagram going down?
I didn't even know it was down. And, you know,
post a lot, though.
I do, and I was on it, and I never saw. When was it down?
It was in the middle of the day, I know.
It must have been just after lunchtime. Because
no, it was like 9 a.m.
Oh,
I thought. And it was down for a while, too.
Was it down for everybody?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Usually I'm very on top of these things, but I had no idea.
Maybe it wasn't just you. A lot of people couldn't figure out or get onto Instagram or Facebook or Messenger or Threads. It was down for hours on Wednesday, stretching into the afternoon, with most either getting error messages or finding their stories just weren't showing up. Meta says it was a technical glitch.
Well, obviously.
And they fixed it.
Someone hit the wrong button, put that comma in the wrong spot in the code.
Trying to update thing. You know, the constant updates of needing to update everything. My computer wants to update. Every app wants to update every time I open it. My phone's always wanting to update. Enough with the updates.
I mean, you have to.
Can't we just live in the now for at least a day or two without something having to update?
All right. You sound like an old man yelling at the cloud.
No, but every time I want to use an app, it wants to update. I'm like, now I got to wait an extra 2 minutes.
Speaking of update, this new iOS update on the iPhone, trash. The picture, the album thing, horrible. Horrible.
And now, who sounds like the old man?
Me.
Get off of my phone.
Right.
Yeah, no, I hear a lot of people complaining about, and others warning others don't do the update on Apple.
No, it's weird. It's just weird.
But you can't put it off forever, but maybe they'll work out the glitches and make it better before you do the update.
Hopefully.
But you've already done it, so you're screwed.
There's no going back.
You can't un-update. So, Mr. Meteorologist Peyton Malone here on WWL. He's got to go update people on television, so we'll let him run here on the early edition of WWL First News. All right, we'll get back to your texts and your sports next here on your Friday Eve. JPSO chased three women who were suspected of shoplifting from a store in Lakeside Shopping Center last night. They called off the chase when they were on the I-610 near the St. Bernard exit, but the driver of that fleeing vehicle kept fleeing and crashed into another car, killing a 17-year-old girl inside. This is not the outcome anyone wanted. What do we do to prevent this from happening again? One person texted, were the items shoplifted worth the life of a girl? Another person says, to even think about blaming the police for doing their job is the start of the problem. Somebody else texts at 504-260-1870, says shoplifters could have been apprehended later without a chase. Another says, I agree, we have to find a way to avoid senseless death, but it's foolish to say an off-duty officer or detail is to blame. What do you think? How do we keep this from happening again? It's a very complex issue, and I don't think we should have any knee-jerk reactions or conclusions, but I think we have to have the conversation. Sports time now on WWL, brought to you by People's Health. Here's WWL Steve Geller.
The Saints were back at practice Wednesday, and Coach Darren Rizzi was asked, how's quarterback Derek Carr doing?
He's still dealing with some swelling, so we'll see if that goes down and see if he can clear the concussion protocol and he's able to do anything at the end of the week.
End of the week is when we can expect to find out any more info on the quarterback situation. Jay Kaner and Spencer Rattler are competing to be the starter if Carr's unable to suit up Sunday versus Washington.
The NFL week kicks off tonight with Thursday night football. You'll hear it here on WWL as the 49ers host the Rams. Here's WWL's Charlie Long.
Tonight, the Pelicans are finally off their three-day break when they host the Sacramento Kings. Like the Pels, Sacramento has struggled early this year, and Ali Kisseler, credentialed NBA reporter, explained that the Kings' offense has fallen off and the defense hasn't picked up the slack in their 12-13 start.
When you added DeMar DeRozan, right, that's kind of going to slow you down because he likes to have the ball in his hands. De'Aaron Fox likes to play hot. Sabonis, he likes to be the facilitator at the top of the key where he finds the shooters, right? A Malik Monk cutting here, Kevin Huerter going the other way. It's also kind of minimized Keegan Murray. So I think their team honestly kind of stayed in flux trying to figure out who they are. And if they're not going to be one of the top 3 to 5 offenses, which you're not anymore, they've never been a good defensive team.
The Pels swept the Kings in 5 games last year, so we'll see if they can make it 6 straight tonight. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. on WWL 870 AM.
Pelicans are trying to get out of last place in the Western Conference. He's back. LSU quarterback Garrett Nussmeier posted a video on his social media pages to announce that he's returning next season for his final year of eligibility at LSU, not going into the transfer portal and not going to the NFL. We'll check in with Tommy Tucker, see what he's got coming up after this. All right, coming up in the news, we'll have the latest on this police pursuit from Lakeside Shopping Center into New Orleans that ended with a crash and an innocent 17-year-old girl in another vehicle dead as a result. Tommy Tucker's here. He's in for the next 4 hours. What you got coming up today, Tommy?
Well, we could talk to Dane Ciolino about President-elect Trump says he wants to end birthright citizenship. Of course, the first question there is, what is birthright citizenship? We'll take it from there and then continue the conversation forward. We're going to talk to Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network news director, and continue to get ourselves, well, first of all, we'll be happy that Garrett Nussmeier is returning, but then we'll get all steamed up about the transfer portal and all kinds of name, image, and likeness foolishness. Then we're going to talk to Hank Tierney, head football coach of my alma mater, Shaw, about their appearance in the state championship game and how he took him there one time, then he left, then he came back and led the resurgence of the program. Interesting story, Hank Tierney, interesting guy. Then we're going to talk with Ben Myers about writer for the Times-Picayune, NOLA.com, about trash pickup in the quarters, which is causing some problems. We'll talk fire safety, NBA, mayoral election, and more.
Tommy's up next. Have a great Friday Eve.